WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Day 21 of the government shutdown and no progress to end it. Government programs like the food assistance program SNAP are starting to be impacted. John Doman reports from a D.C. area food bank.
The Capital Area Food Bank planned to have free groceries for about 150 furloughed workers at a church in the Maryland suburbs, but several hundred more showed up.
In the DMV area, most people live paycheck to paycheck.
That's Pastor Oliver Carter here at No Limits Outreach Ministry.
The bills are still due.
Furloughed workers are frustrated.
I believe things will get harder before they get better.
Matt Bigler has more from San Francisco.
Governor Gavin Newsom is warning that federally funded CalFresh benefits could be delayed or even halted next month for some 5.5 million residents if Congress fails to reach a deal to end the government shutdown.
We haven't broken any records, but we're not necessarily breaking any new ground in terms of breakthroughs.
Nearly two-thirds of CalFresh recipients are children or the elderly.
A White House official says President Trump's Budapest meeting with Vladimir Putin is on hold. The NATO chief, meanwhile, is heading to Washington for a meeting with Trump. Vice President J.D. Vance is the latest administration official to travel to Israel in support of the peace plan for Gaza.
Right now, where I stand, I feel confident that we're going to be in a place where this peace lasts, where it's durable. And if Hamas doesn't cooperate, then as the President of the United States has said, Hamas is going to be obliterated.
Trump had warned Hamas that allies were offering to straighten the group out. Reporter Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
These nations and this international force, they want to go in as a peacekeeping force. They don't want to go in and disarm Hamas forcefully. That could get them buried in the Gaza quagmire, which is really the last thing these nations want to do. So I think President Trump trying to put a little pressure on Hamas to disarm peacefully.
Pro-Palestinian student activist Mahmoud Khalil appeared in a federal appeals court in Philadelphia as he battles deportation.
This case is not about Mahmoud Khalil. This case is about every single person in this country, whether they are citizens or not. This case is about their freedom of speech and their ability to dissent and their ability to speak up, especially about Palestine, about the genocide that's happening.
Correspondent Michael George reports on why certain types of cancers are increasing.
Obesity-related cancer is on the rise worldwide among both younger and older adults. A study in the Annals of Internal Medicine looked at increasing cases of 13 types of cancers and found that obesity was primarily to blame. The rise in cases is happening among all adults age 20 and older.
On Wall Street today, stocks finished mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 218 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with a quick news update. A bookkeeper from Racine is accused of stealing nearly $600,000 from a Kenosha property management company. Sarah Benson is accused of creating a fake vendor account and putting the money in her account. Investigators say she admitted the theft after being caught through bank alerts. Racine City Council meets tonight. They'll discuss the mayor's budget unveiled last night. Plus, there are agenda items that include approving $2 million in violence prevention grants, $350,000 for wellness programs, and renewed support for infant mortality efforts. The meeting begins at 6 at City Hall and will be live streamed on YouTube. Racine and Kenosha counties are receiving a nearly $3 million each in state funding for road repairs and infrastructure improvements. It's part of the quarterly payments and overall part of Wisconsin's largest ever transportation aid package in history. A state audit found almost a quarter of Wisconsin schools missed key financial reporting deadlines, delaying millions in payments. Lawmakers criticized the Department of Public Instruction's slow oversight, while DPI says it's working to improve compliance amid broader scrutiny of school misconduct investigations. A Racine woman allegedly threatened to shoot hospital staff after being told her child needed an appointment for a vaccination. Police arrested 37-year-old Sharon Carthorne of Racine days after making the threats at Ascension All Saints last week. She's charged with making threats and causing a disturbance. If you see smoke near I-94 this weekend, it's a planned training exercise by the Caledonia Fire Department at the old South Hills Country Club. Another burn is set for next weekend at the same site. It'll soon be redeveloped into a $440 million commerce center, creating about 2,000 jobs. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the Steelers this week on Sunday night. Matt LaFleur asked about running back Josh Jacobs demanding to get back in the game against the Cardinals Sunday despite a strained calf muscle.
Yeah, he's a grown man. There's no doubt about it. What he says is always backed up by his actions, and I think that's number one on top of the list of what you need to be in order to be a great leader.
Baseball, the Blue Jays beat the Mariners 4-3. To advance to the World Series, Game 1 will be Friday night in Toronto against the Dodgers. Doc Rivers was asked if he still goes golfing with his friend, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We plan on golf a lot. We never actually get to do it much. But the Brewers, they had an amazing year. And if you're going to lose, you lose to the most historic game in Major League history, and that's how they lost.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and breezy for tonight with occasional showers and a low close to 40. Look for more clouds for tomorrow, a pop-up shower or two possible and still breezy. A high in the low 50s. A return to sunshine for Thursday and Friday, high low 50s. Right now it's 48.
It's time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1966.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, and it's all brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. So let's crank the dial way back to 1966, the year when hair was big, cars were bigger, and somehow our phone cords were long enough to reach every room except the one you wanted to talk in. In 1966, the average new car cost about $2,500. Sure, it got 8 miles to the gallon, but it looked like a rocket ship and it had an ashtray big enough to serve snacks in. Gas was 32 cents a gallon, which sounds cheap until you realize most folks were only making $6,900 a year. But hey, we had optimism and a good, strong back for pushing when the car would not start. On the radio in 1966, we were listening to The Association and Along Comes Mary. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, and today we feature the class of 1966.
And then along comes Mary, and thus she will make it.
1966, it's the Association and Along Comes Mary on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1966. Now, a lot of people interpreted Mary in Along Comes Mary as Mary Jane or marijuana, and they were probably right. The Association had a long and troubled association with drugs a lot harder than Mary Jane. Well, in 1966, Ronald Reagan was running for governor of California, and he had an idea that California governors should be limited to two terms.
As the governor, and I believe I can say with confidence, with virtually the full support of this team, I will seek whatever legislation is necessary to henceforth limit any and all governors of California constitutionally to no more than two terms in office. Since this seems too short a time for a man who likes to refer to himself as not only a good governor, but a great governor, I think he should remember that two terms by constitutional amendment is long enough for any president of the United States. A man can't do the job in 8 years. What makes us think he can do it in 12?
On the radio in 1966, we were listening to The Beatles and Day Tripper. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1966.
I found out.
1966, it's the Beatles and Day Tripper on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1966. Now, John Lennon's lyrics in that song were his first overt reference to LSD in a Beatles song, but Lennon once joked, he said, "Day trippers are people who go on a day trip, right? Usually on a ferry boat or something." Well, no, that's not what that song was really about. Well, in September of 1966, folks across southern England woke up to find mysterious silver flying saucers scattered in fields, roadside ditches, and even schoolyards. Police, soldiers, and bomb squads were called in. Everyone thought the Martians had finally landed. The saucers were examined carefully and nervously until one brave officer opened one up and discovered it was full of electronics from a college lab project. Turns out, a group of engineering students from Farnborough Technical College had decided to have a little fun. They built six shiny UFOs complete with flashing lights and cryptic symbols, then secretly planted them all over southern England as part of a prank they called Operation Moon. The police didn't find it quite as funny as the students did, but the pranksters became instant legends in the annals of British mischief. On the radio in 1966, we were listening to Neil Diamond and Cherry Cherry. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1966.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls have a side, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
hey, Cherry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
It's Neil Diamond and Cherry Cherry on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1966. Now, that was Neil Diamond's first major hit. It reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and he said it was inspired by an early relationship he had with a significantly older woman. Well, what were we watching on the big screen in 1966? Good, the Bad, and the Ugly premiered on the big screen in 1966, and that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. It's all been brought to you by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. Call 262-206-3168. And be sure to tune in again tomorrow afternoon for another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year, and tomorrow will feature the class of 1962.
cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead, just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and Get Her Done.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
If you've ever found yourself driving down a quiet back road and thought, this feels special, you might be on one of our state's rustic roads.
The program was created by the legislature back in 1973. It's really a unique local-state partnership.
Officials wanted people by car, bike, motorcycle, or even on foot to enjoy the natural beauty. The first rustic road designated in Taylor County 50 years ago this month.
There's 124 roads that have been designated rustic roads in Wisconsin in 62 different counties, and it spans over 784 miles.
Each rustic road is unique, rolling past farmland through forests or covering rugged terrain. And the speed limit tops out at 45 miles an hour, sometimes even slower. It's not about getting anywhere fast. This slice of Wisconsin reveals sometimes the best part of the journey is the road itself. I'm Terry Baugh.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Yeah.
Jones and Timeless Ants on WRJN. Now let's hear a song that Tina Turner covered in 1983, and it was said to revitalize her career. But let's hear the original from 1972. It's Al Green and Let's Stay Together on WRJN.
I'm so
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and the Don Rosen Morning Show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman. A Racine man is accused of stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. Prosecutors say Ryan Thornton sent her a string of emails this summer, some asking for her home address. Karofsky told investigators she's been on high alert, checking her doorbell camera whenever it goes off. Thornton was already in jail on other charges when he was questioned earlier this month. A busy agenda faces Racine's Common Council tonight. Top items include a possible $2 million grant for violence prevention and another $350,000 for city wellness services. The council will also look at continued support for an infant mortality program funded by the state. There's also a review of the mayor's recently released budget for next year. The meeting starts at 6 at City Hall and streams live on YouTube. A mother's trip to a Racine hospital ended in criminal charges. Police say Sharon Carthen became angry after learning she couldn't get her child vaccinated without an appointment at Ascension All Saints. Staff told investigators she threatened to bring a gun and shoot people. Officers arrested the 37-year-old a few days later. She's now charged with making threats against hospital workers. You might notice flames and smoke near Interstate I-94 in Caledonia this weekend, but it's all planned. The Caledonia Fire Department is using the old South Hills Country Club for controlled training burns starting Saturday morning. It's a supervised exercise to help crews sharpen their skills. Another session will happen next weekend. That same site is slated to become the $440 million South Hills Commerce Center, bringing in roughly 2,000 new jobs. And that's the news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy and breezy for tonight with occasional showers and a low close to 40. Look for more clouds for tomorrow, a pop-up shower or two possible, and still breezy. A high in the low 50s. A return to sunshine for Thursday and Friday, high low 50s. It's 46 right now.
WRJN. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it and the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow up, girl. You're still living in a paper doll world. Someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
Diane Carlson is here. She's executive director of the Racine Arts Council. And Diane, what's the buzz? Tell me what's happening in the Racine Arts community.
Well, there's an event this week that could create a bit of a buzz. So okay. I just want to start with a reminder to always art responsibly.
Okay.
One of the newer groups in the area, Racine and Kenosha Drink and Draw Social Club, is hosting an event on Thursday, October 23rd.
Okay.
They're having a spooky drink and draw at the Final Girl Bar on Sheridan Road in Kenosha. This is a really open event. They just encourage participation however each individual prefers to be a part of things. So you can join them from some fun art making and some mingling with other artsy types. They will offer some drawing prompts. They'll have some themes for the table. There's going to be a group project, but all of that is strictly optional. Just feel free to bring a project to work on if you prefer to do it that way.
Okay.
And even though it's called a drink and draw, if someone would rather knit or paint or dance or just whatever artistic expression they prefer, that's just fine.
I'm going to bring my big block of marble and my chisel. And
I would enjoy seeing you carry a big block of marble from the parking lot.
Indeed.
The hosts are illustrators, but they do welcome all creatives, as we just said. If you want some feedback on your project, feel free to ask, but it's just fine to keep your work to yourself. Just in general, they're providing a space and a vibe to have some fun and make some art. And it just sounds like a blast.
Well, you know, it's just an excuse to get together and have a beverage and have a little fun. But there's nothing wrong with that.
There is nothing wrong with that. And a little art in the background and people who enjoy it like you do, I think that's a great thing.
Terrific.
So, again, that's this Thursday, the 23rd, from 6:30 to 10 at the Final Girl Bar. And as always, you can find the details on our calendar at RacineArtsCouncil.org.
RacineArtsCouncil.org. Okay. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, thank you. And I'm Kurt Vollman.
Took away my sunshine. Here comes that rain.
local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Researchers say college freshmen are not getting enough sleep. That's quite a shock, I know. In other news, college students are getting too much beer.
Oh,
Local news, timeless hits, the Rascals, People Gotta Be Free on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Have you head over to our website yet this week at WRJN.com? You can check out this week's weekly poll question, You're the Judge. And this week's question is all about Aaron Rodgers. It says, how do you feel about Aaron Rodgers playing the Packers this Sunday? You can go answer that at WRJN.com. It's You're the Judge, and it's all brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644.
Big deals. Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show, a great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Every hockey player knows the secret to becoming a great skater is time on the ice. But rink time? It's tough to get, expensive, and so inconvenient. This winter, what if your kids could skate anytime they want, right in your own backyard? With Yard Rink, they can. In about an hour, you can transform your yard into an amazing outdoor rink. It's easy to set up and plays like a professional rink. Watch their hockey skills explode to the next level while they're having the time of their lives. Even Yard Rink ambassadors Wayne Gretzky says he wishes he had a yard rink when he was a kid. Order today at yardrink.com and save hundreds by using code RADIO21. Nearly 300 sizes are available, starting at just $9.99. Plus, get two puck retention nets and your favorite NHL team logos free. That's YARDRINK.com and save 21% by using code RADIO21. Give your kids more fun-filled ice time and help their hockey dreams come true.
My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line. walking on down the line.
Yeah, you know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Hey, pretty baby, can I take you home?
I never saw her, never saw her.
Low and tight now.
Hey, my baby, does the hanky pain?
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6 and more Timeless Hits on the way with Chris Morrow. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have yourself a great night.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumped so high, he jumped so high. And then he lightly touched down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans, I was. Dance while we jump so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and down. After 20 years, he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky tonk. For drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump won't be meeting in the coming days with Russian President Putin after all.
No, I don't want to have a wasted meeting. I don't want to have a waste of time, so I'll see what happens.
The NATO Secretary General is traveling to Washington to meet with Trump. Vice President J.D. Vance joined Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner in Israel to show support for the Gaza peace plan. Hamas turned over the bodies of two more hostages today, but they still hold more than a dozen. And former presidential envoy Roger Karsten says that's a real problem for Israel.
If all hostages don't come back, the country's in a way not going to be able to move on, and we're not going to be able to get to phase two. And I would say that there's probably going to be a chance to get more back in the coming days, especially with a surge in diplomacy. And there probably are some bodies that are going to have to be, in a way, found using penetrating ground radar, a lot of digging and investigative methods.
With the government shutdown in its 21st day, some states are warning their residents that programs like SNAP are being impacted. CBS's Mary Cunningham says 1 in 10 Americans use food stamps.
States could potentially shore up their own funding, but it's unclear if they would actually get reimbursed. So some states, you know, might not want to make that decision. The other option is the USDA actually has contingency funds and didn't disclose to CBS News how much money they have. But during the previous administration, it was up to $6 billion. So one option would be for them to tap into those, although they haven't said that they're going to take that measure.
A major corporation may be cutting the number of foreign workers it hires, as Jason Brooks reports.
Following the Trump administration's move requiring 100